Hello, welcome back to the village. I just want to tell you about something that happened the other day after Betty had left to go to Canada with the Sasquatch team. You know how we have that Christmas parade that goes through the village? Everyone gets dressed up in their finest clothes and we have music and bubbles, candy cane and candy floss, all sorts of goodies. And it's great fun. And it makes a little bit of a break before we get so busy finishing getting everything ready. Anyway, I noticed Pip was looking a little bit miserable. I think he was missing Betty. So we chose him to lead the parade. He's going to be right at the front. And he's planning to ride his green Frosty Flyer sleigh. And it'll be pulled along by Cookie the reindeer. Oh, I'm going to be so excited to see them. Since they're going to be the stars of the Christmas parade, Cookie and Pip went down to the buttons room where Coco Chanel, our fashion designer, keeps all of the fancy clothes and the bling. And sounds like Pip got his outfit straight away. He got a really big sparkling hat and a rainbow bow tie that he showed me. It spins round and round. I think it looks like something that a clown would wear. So I love it. And Pip likes it too. But it seems that Cookie just couldn't find anything that was fancy enough. Pip put tinsel and ribbons in his antlers. That wasn't good enough. He added some shiny baubles and it still wasn't good enough. More and more tinsel and more baubles and more tinsel and more baubles. And it sounds like he looked a bit like a Christmas tree. When Sprout the dog saw him, he ran away and came back with stockings to hang up because he thought, oh, we're going to put decorations on the Christmas tree. So maybe it wasn't quite right. But Molly went in. She helped Pip take everything off Cookie's antlers. And then she wrapped some pretty Christmas tree lights around the antlers. And they were just perfect. So it was well done, Molly. Cookie and Pip went off to practice for the parade. I tell you what, Pip was looking so much happier. And I think even for a moment, he forgot that Betty wasn't there. That was a good thing, really, wasn't it? A little boy in Spain, he's called Diego, has asked me the question, do reindeer like carrots? He has asked this question because on the 6th of January, children in Spain leave carrots out with the wise men's camels, and that's a Christmas celebration they do. And so I was able to tell him, well, yes, of course, reindeer, they love moss, they love reindeer moss, and they also, my reindeer anyway, really love carrots. Can I take this chance to remind you once more, if you are leaving a carrot for my reindeer, would you ask your grown-ups to chop it up into 8 pieces so the reindeer can have 1 piece each? Or if it's a very foggy night, can you ask them to do 9 so that Rudolph doesn't miss out? That would be kind, thank you. Talking of being kind, I heard about a lovely girl called Beatrice. And Beatrice used her own money to buy a gift for a less fortunate child than herself in the mayor's toy appeal. I think that was lovely. Wasn't that kind? Well, I guess it's time for me to tell you a joke. I'm not sure whether that counts as being kind or not. Probably not. Anyway, this is the joke. What is Sprout the dog's favourite Christmas carol? You might want to think about that for a moment. And then I can tell you the answer. The answer is, bark, the herald angels sing. Bark instead of hark. Anyway, remember what I always say. Yeah. Keep being kind. Stay on my nice list. And we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Look after your grown-ups. It's a tiring time of year for them, isn't it? Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.